people often ask me, how did I get Italian name? Like Giovanna, I have an Italian name. When I change to U.S. passport, I feel like, oh, okay, let's change something different. So I didn't have an English name. Instead, I have an Italian name. I really like Italian culture, the food, the music, the history, the art, architecture, everything. When I graduated from college, I was a backpacker traveler, and I went to Italy, and I just love all this architecture and art. And it's also very funny because there's an old saying that when Marco Polo traveled to China, and he learns how Chinese make those pancakes, like with the scallion, onion, green onion. So when he back to Italy, he start to teach people how to make pizza. Okay, I don't want to offend any Italian, but that's something I heard when I studied in Taiwan. So that was like I'll say this a cultural influence. But some people, they, you know, like these days, the people, they feel very angry. They all say, oh, this is a cultural appropriation, which means something really bad. They think you shouldn't use other culture as represent your culture. I'm a big fan of Japanese culture and Italian culture, especially the period, ukiyo-e. And also Italian culture, especially Italian. In the age of the Renaissance, we have Michelangelo, we have Da Vinci, we have Raphael, Botticelli. They're all famous Italian artists. We also have scientists. We have Copernicus, and we have Christopher Columbus, because he be place that we haven't discovered. So this is why that the Renaissance is kind of is the biggest era in the human history that changed everything. And it's not only because they have this such a movement, but they influence a lot of things such as do we exist and why do we have art. So we create, and what, you know, why do we want to create art? In the age of a Renaissance, we have a scientific revolution and art, and it's very similar like the situation we have right now, especially talk about blockchain and art, the whole movement that we used to use a traditional pen, and now we can use a computer to we can create art everywhere with the mobile phone and iPad, any device. And we also have a very similar situation that Black Death was a pandemic. When I want to find a new idea to create art, I find a lot of Renaissance public domain images from the Metropolitan Museum of Art. So I reinvent these old images. I create digital videos, animations. Also, there's a lot of idea. One of my idea that I call that Transutopia, that's also come from Renaissance. When people think about Transutopia, they may have different definitions, and they can mean so many things. But trance actually is one of my favorite music genre, EDM. And Utopia, it was coined by Sir Thomas More, and that was come from the Northern Renaissance. Even though I create a lot of series and NFT and a lot of physical pen as well, like use Transutopia, I just decide to use as a Creative Commons. It means you can free to use the term Transutopia. You still can collect. Renaissance style of architecture and designs also have a great influence. I use a lot of vintage, so I create these videos. You can use like for the desktop, like a wallpaper, or just like a video loop. The idea is that you can actually think about that, how you can utilize these reuses. So the I so-called these is like a remix. And you can see that the ancient Rome, they use these DOM. So I create these, I call these a mirage. So I reinvent. So we're in the new age of a renaissance in the visualize blockchain finance, art, science, architecture, even humanity, and also think about why do we exist. I still think this is really the greatest moment, greatest thing for all the artists and creators.